This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
In recent days, I've discussed the importance of fathers passing on blessing and affirmation to their sons. But for many of you, this begs the question, what should a grown man do who didn't receive these gifts from his own father and sees little likelihood that he ever will? The most important thing is not to give up on the possibility of reconciliation. Many men, well into their adult lives, have experienced a healing reunion with a father who never affirmed his son as he should have. People and circumstances change. God graciously intervenes into our broken lives and relationships. And for that reason, never dismiss, abandon, or kill your hope. Many fathers in the sunset years of life have found ways to convey long overdue blessings, love, acceptance, and affirmation on sons who grew up lacking those precious gifts. Still, the sad truth remains that for some men this will never happen. For a variety of reasons, a man may be left without the opportunity to gain emotional and personal closure from his own father. In that case, the affirmation and blessing of God, the Father, is all the more important. Through faith in Jesus Christ, his Father becomes your Father. You are known, loved, and accepted by him. Regardless of your experience with your earthly father, he is a father to both the physically and emotionally fatherless. There is healing in him, which means there is hope for you.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.